every now and then someone comes to me for a special prayer. I get mail from all over the universe, and I like it because sometimes when I'm at home, I just sit there and read from hundreds and thousands of people from all over the land. And they all don't write for the same cause or the same reason, but they say, Willingham, pray for me. Some of them are sick. Some need money. Some want a better life. But the joyful part that I get is when one says, help me to find my way to Jesus Christ. Maybe this might help you if you will sit where you are, wherever you might be today, and bow your heads with me. And let Willingham talk to my Savior and your Lord. Bow your heads, if you please. Now, Father, the God of our life, the Savior of the universe, and most of all, the Savior of sinner men and women. This is your servant, Willingham. Stop here to talk with you for these moments. And if you're not busy and if I'm not bothering you, Lord, I want you to listen to me. First of all, let me thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say it again. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Not for what you're going to do, but for what you have already done for me. Look what you done for me last night. You led me into a bedroom, laid me down to sleep. And what I like about it, you didn't let me go in that room by myself. You watched over me all night long. And then early this morning, I felt you when you shook my body, woke me up, started me to moving on another day's journey. Lord, I got to say thank you. Lord, I got to say thank you because you've been so good to me. Let me go into the dining room, sit there a few moments and eat your bread, drink your water. Then you let my limb move, walked around all day long, and here I am, standing here asking you if you don't mind, search my heart, clean me up, make me a better man, let me be able to help somebody. Jesus, I want you to move right now into the hospital where somebody's lying there in misery. I want you to touch that body. Heal them that are sick right now. Lord, don't stop there. Keep on moving till you go yonder in that prison. Go behind that prison wall. Stop there long enough and tell that prisoner, wait on your word. Repent from his sin. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I know you can if you will. Hear our cry today for somebody that's sick with arthritis, rheumatism, headaches, high blood, heart won't beat right. Didn't you tell me in your word, I'm a doctor, never lost a patient. I'm a lawyer, never lost a case. Plead my case today. Oh, Lord, I'm talking to you right now. Not because I think you are hard to
me say this to you. Make a way. Make a way for those that are hungry. For those little ones that need bread. For that mother or that father that can't fix a way for their family. For that man on the job that's looking for a better place. For that somebody today that haven't given you a thought. Stop in the streets. Stop so much robbing. Stop so much killing. Stop people from hating one another. But teach us to live so God can use us everywhere we go. And then Lord, well, Lord, one of these days, bad God of mine, old Willingham is going to get off my horse, step on the train of time. I got to come to see you. When I get there in the morning, don't do nothing special for me, but let the good step on them scales of time, and let the good outweigh the bad. And when you call me Simon, oh, son, sit down and rest from your labor.
Ding, 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 soon, soon in the morning, Willingham ain't gonna pray no more. Willingham gonna go home. I want two wings. Let me fly away from trouble. Won't be no more yellow man or red man. Won't be no more black man and white man. But all the God children, all the God children, all the God children, one that morning, we'll sing a new song, free at last, free at last, free, free, free at last. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Why don't we give the Lord some praise? Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, is there anybody out there want to give God some praise? Oh, come on and magnify him right now. Come on, magnify him. How many know the Lord has stood by your side? Oh, why don't we just give him some praise just for a few seconds? Hallelujah. Y'all praying for me? All right.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth you made me see, for all the joy you brought in my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all all the best there was in
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marrett, and you are tuned in to the Glorious Gospel Hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining this morning. Hope you're having a great and marvelous morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Donald Lawrence, featuring the Murrells, entitled Better.
Everybody get up on your feet.
Don't go through no changes about your situation. God is gonna change it. Change.
Don't go through no changes about your situation.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 15 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning for the Glorious Gospel Hour. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. The next song that you will hear will be coming from Al Green, entitled Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Blessed worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from Arizona. Arizona Republican pushes, quote, license to discriminate, end quote, law. And an Arizona state senator has introduced a bill that would make it legal for businesses to refuse service to LGBT people if serving them would violate their religious beliefs. We've heard several cases lately of businesses like florists and bakeries going to court and often losing because they refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings. The same often happens with hotels who don't want to offer rooms to same-sex couples. Arizona Republican Senator Steve Yarbrough thinks that's appalling, and he wants to stop it. The way the bill is phrased, businesses could also deny services to pregnant people, unmarried couples, or people of different religions. LGBT people in Arizona already have no legal protection from discrimination under state law. Yarbrough says the bill is only intended to clarify existing religious freedoms in the state, but a different version of the law, vetoed last year, had wording so vague that it could have potentially allowed people to break almost any law and then cite religious freedom. It is time for us to have our special message, and then before we go into our morning variety show, which airs after the news concludes. Thank you for joining us.
What exists in every corner of the world?
Embraced and celebrated in some countries,
but is illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame
imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even...
Even the death penalty.
What tears families apart.
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis.
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go.
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning.
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider
abnormal?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people from torture, discrimination and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
We'll be right back.
I got caught up in traffic. One turn I made was wrong. You see, the DJ on the radio was playing our song, and I was reminiscing of the days that passed and gone. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Before I knew it, I was 10 miles out of the way. My mind was filled with thoughts, sweet thoughts of yesterday, of the time when you took my hand and made me feel just like a man, of the time when you took a hold and thrill my very soul. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. '294, there's the highway sign. I should be home by now, home just in time to lay her down to sleep and praise the Lord for his peace. By the time I got started the right direction, the DJ on the radio was playing another selection, but our song was still on my mind. Memories lingered on of how you have been so kind. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Thinking about the time when you were so good to me. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. And before I knew it, I was 10 miles out of the way. And I was wondering, would you believe me when I say, oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Good
morning, everyone. You are tuned into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 20 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. This is our morning variety show. And it is time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Byron Bowers.
I don't know. I'm a spiritual person, man. I'm a spiritual person. I don't know if it's because I'm from the South, the Bible Belt, or because I'm black and we just naturally scared of shit. For the black people, we fear God, ghost, and magic. You ain't never seen a black magician before, have you? Nope. You might see a brother do some card tricks, but you ain't never seen a brother release doves. Brother pull out dove as a bar of soap, be trying to sell it to you. Look, player. Think about it, it's been 7 Harry Potters, right? That's hours of film. It's been 2 brothers in the whole series. And if you pay attention to the movie, they wasn't even doing magic. I believe they went to Hogwarts on the athletic scholarship. That was the only reason. They were in wit school. They were Quidditch players. They was there to make the school brochure look good. The Bane Fat White Witches. That was the only reason. They was the only 2 brothers know how to ride a broom, because brothers don't ride brooms. That shit ain't cool. Niggas on brooms, when the last time you heard a rapper rap about riding a broom? It ain't happening. It don't look cool. Imagine my broom, like, yo, I'm about to go to the Laugh Factory, and I just hover on that shit and just take off like this. See how weird it is? I can't even look tough on this shit. Do a drive-by, hey, bitch. This ain't gonna happen. And I'm a man. You think I'm gonna spend like $2,000 on a Nimbus 2000? No, I'm gonna go right down to the dollar store and get me a broom to ride on. I'm not even gonna take that little dustpan off. I'm gonna say it's a spoil and ride out. That shit custom. But when the brothers do start riding brooms and they catch on, you got brothers in the hood sagging their pants, holding up and walking with the broom at the same time. You see how awkward this walk looks? The streets will be clean as hell, but this walk. They running late. They just trying to pick up a date or something. Like, hey, Keisha, hurry up. We running late. I'll leave your ass. I got 1 foot on this broom. As soon as I put this other foot on and say that magic word, which will probably be a rapper's name, Flo Rida, I'm out this bitch. All right, then. I'm out. Walk a flock of flames. Like, brothers ride a broom, we got to ride it cool. We got to be some shit like this. Don't this look better? Got a little bit more swag. I can hold my nuts if I want to. Lean back. Maybe a little ashtray just in case I want to smoke so I can be up in the clouds while I'm up in the clouds. Just chilling without a care in the world. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, shit. It's the mops.
For thousands of great stand-up comedy videos.
Away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on, so I started drinking each and every time.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me.
Hey, baby. Oh, baby.
I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
in.
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Playing JLB, baby. Been 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but.
Yeah.
Turkey I done been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. I like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. Still like to go down by the supermarket.
I bet he don't love you like that. He can give you the world.
If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear. I'm you done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
Sit down, you're comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is, well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let a feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She
She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did, a few little things, like shoot hook. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know, tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you are forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you. Oh yeah. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody's guilty.
Everyone, you are tuned in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette, and it is 17 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure when you get on the highway today, by all means, please do not text while driving. We just want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Sir Charles Jones, and it's entitled, Just Can't Let Go.
I remember one Sunday evening, I was sitting at home, and my best friend came over, and he looked at me with tears in his eyes. I ain't even have to ask him what wrong. He looked at me, he said, I didn't go to work today. He said, I followed my woman to the traveling hotel. And it broke my heart, oh. And I said, man, maybe you just ought to forget about it. And he said, Sir Charles, maybe you never been in love. Or maybe you never felt the thing that I feel for a little girl. But all I know, all I know, all I know. And I sat there watching the tears roll down his face. And he looked me in my eyes and he said these words. I just can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, no, no. And then he said, I never miss one day. I'm a father to the children. Sometimes I cook the food, bring home my money, let her do what she wanna do. He said, I know that I'm a good man. Why does she do the thing that she do? Why don't she understand? Still, I can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, 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 no. He said, I love a pretty little girl. I can't let go. No. It ain't cool, but everybody down the line somewhere been a fool. And then I stepped in and I said, man, you got a woman with a heart that's cold just like ice. But everyone will be a fool once, but never be a fool twice. But he said, just can't let go. Just can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, 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 no. Just can't let go.
She belongs to me. Every night on my knees I pray, dear Lord, hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I will surely die.
You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. Oh, and then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man, a man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear. And you, oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my strong inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you? Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah. Ooh, we'll be alone, you and me, yeah. Girl, we'll live our lives together, yeah, together.
Together, yeah.
Together. Just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. Hey, hey, ooh, 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 ooh. I've been out there searching so very long, baby. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find
Hey.